Today's Amud is Beit Ha'em and Aleph. We're holding on Daal Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the word Itmar. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Shnei Yamim Toivim Shal Rosh Hashanah. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So again, we're talking about an egg that's laid on one day. What's the status of that egg on the following day? So we spoke about when Shabbos and Yom Tov are side by side, when an egg is laid on Shabbos, which leads into Yom Tov, or it's laid on Yom Tov, which leads into Shabbos. We spoke about 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, an egg that's laid on the first day of Yom Tov. What's the din of that egg on the second day? Now the Gemara moves to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. An egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, what's the din of that egg on the second day? So says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel d'Ami Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel both said, that Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. An egg that's laid on the first day is Asur even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And this is even Rav. Even Rav who told us that when it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov, when it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, an egg which is laid on the first day is mutter on the second day. Rav said it's shtei kedushas, it's just fake diyama, and therefore mimanifshach on the second day of Yom Tov, you could eat the egg. Still, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah you would think is the same idea. The fact that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is also because it's fake diyama. So it should be the same thing as 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara that no, here Rav and Shmuel, but emphasis even on Rav. Even Rav says that the egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is usher on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning that Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. Even though when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni we view it as Shtei Kedushas, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas. It's a Tekanas Chachamim that both days are Yom Tov no matter what. It's not just Misafik. It's 2 days of Vade Kedusha. And Mamela, an egg that's laid on the first day, is going to be usher on the second day. We view it as one long day of Kedusha. What's the raya that by Rosh Hashanah it's Kedusha Achas? It's one long Kedusha. Did not? Like we learned in the Mishnah. It says that Berishayna Hayumekabun Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Originally, it used to be that they would be Mekabel Edim that said that they saw the new moon to make it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, to make it Rosh Hashanah, they would accept Edom the whole day of the 30th day of Elul. Every month is either 29 days or 30 days. So on day 30, you never know, is 30 going to be the first day of the following month, and the previous month is going to be a 29 day month? Or is this day 30 going to be the last day of the previous month, and tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh? So on day 30 of Elul, everybody was unsure. Is today Rosh Hashanah? Is Beis Din going to make it Rosh Hashanah? Are they going to make it Rosh Chodesh today? In which case it's Rosh Hashanah. Or is today going to be the last day of Elul, and tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah? So the way it worked is everybody would the night of the 30th day of Elul, the 29th day at night, the night of going into the 30th day of Elul, so everybody had to stop doing malacha. Because maybe Beis Din's going to make it into Rosh Hashanah now. So everybody stopped doing malacha, and then the whole following day also, everybody stopped doing malacha, and they would be mekabel Edom the whole day, even if Edom came at the last moment of the day. So then that day became Rosh Hashanah. The 30th day became Rosh Hashanah. The next day was just a regular weekday. The next day was not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was going to be on that day 30. If Edom don't come, so then Enochanami, then the next day, by default, is going to be Rosh Hashanah. But they would be mekabel Edom the entire 30th day. At any point on the 30th day, Edom come, they're going to make it now that day is Rosh Hashanah. However, what happened was, so that's the original system. However, Pama Achas, one time, Nishtohu Ha'edim Lavoi. I guess, generally speaking, the Edim always came earlier in the day, or they just came the next day. But one year, the Edim, they came on the 30th day, but they came Mamish at the end of the day. They delayed from coming. And the problem with that is that because they came at the end of the day, says the Gemara, turning on Talmud Hay, that B'niskalklu Ha'leviyim Bashir. The Levim, they made a mistake with the Shir Shal Yoyim. But when it came to the Shir Shal Yoyim by the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, right? They sang the Shir Shal Yoyim by the Tamid Shal Shachar and by the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. When it came to the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, it was ready late in the afternoon. They said, okay, I guess Edom aren't coming today. So they said the weekday Shir Shal Yoyim because they figured Edom aren't coming today anyways. It's already the end of the day. They sang the weekday Shir Shal Yoyim and then Edom ended up coming. And so it came out that they said the wrong shir, and that was a terrible mistake, that they said the wrong shir. Rashi points out that it wasn't a mistake, there was no mistakes on the Tamid Shal Shachar Shir Shal Yoyim, because that, no matter what, you always say the weekday Shir Shal Yoyim. whether it is ends up being Rosh Hashanah, whether it doesn't end up being Rosh Hashanah, the Shir Shel Yom on Rosh Hashanah morning is the Shir Shel Yom of the regular weekday, whatever day of the week it is. But the problem was that in the afternoon, by the Tamid Shel Abin Arbayim, they weren't sure, should we say the Rosh Hashanah Shir Shel Yom, or should we say the regular weekday Shir Shel Yom? They figured it's so late in the day, let's say the weekday Shir Shel Yom. But then the Edom ended up coming. So because of this mistake that they messed up in the Shir Shel Yom, so his skinu, they made a takana, Shelo Yehu Mekablim Es Edom Ela Ad HaMincha. Now for now on, we're not gonna accept Edom the entire day on the 30th day. You make it by Mincha, by the time that we bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. If they make it before Mincha, so then they'll make that day Rosh Hashanah. Then the 30th day will be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day will be a regular weekday. However, v'imbayu Edom in a Mincha ulamaylo, if Edom only come after Mincha, so then they're not going to accept them. They're not going to make that day into Rosh Hashanah. But noyagim aisa hayoyim kodesh ulamachar kodesh. There'll be noyag kedusha on that day and on the next day. Meaning, they're not going to accept the Edom. So they're not going to make the 30th day Rosh Hashanah, even though the Edom came. We learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Chafeim and Aleph, but Bez didn't have a kayach to manipulate the calendar. So they wouldn't accept the Edom, even though Edom are saying, we saw the new moon, you came too late, sorry, they wouldn't accept them. Instead, Rosh Hashanah, as we know it, was going to be the next day. The real Rosh Hashanah was going to be the following day. Nafkamina, Yom Kippur would be the 10th day from the following day. Sukkot would be 15 days from the following day. For all intents and purposes, the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, the next day is going to be the first day of the new year, is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Just the Gemara is saying that even though they didn't accept the Edom, and they were going to make the next day into Rosh Hashanah, they still kept that whole 30th day as a day of Kedusha in order not to be mezalzel in the day. Because if you start telling people, oh no, it's not Rosh Hashanah in the end, so now, you know, halfway through the day they were keeping Rosh Hashanah, you tell them they're in the middle of Nisan HaTaykef, you tell them, oh no, it's cancelled, it's not, Rosh Hashanah was cancelled, it's not Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. So then in the following years, it would create a zilzel that people would be not sure, is it really Rosh Hashanah, is it not Rosh Hashanah? So they said, you know what, this year, no matter what, no matter what, they kept the 30th day as Rosh Hashanah. If Edom came before Mincha, so then that was the only Rosh Hashanah. If Edom came after Mincha, even though they came, if Edom came after Mincha, so then they kept that day with Kedusha, and they also kept the following day with Kedusha. So now this is very important, because now you see that on a year that the Edom came after Mincha, so then when they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, when Edom came after Mincha, so it wasn't because of a Sveika D'Yayma. They knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. The Edom came. They just came late in the day, but the Edom came. So there was no Sveika D'Yayma. It was the Takanas Chazal. Chazal said, keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with Sveika D'Yayma. So this is Rav's Raya, Rav and Shmuel's Raya, that Rosh Hashanah is not like regular Yom Tov Sheni. Rosh Hashanah for sure is Kedusha Achas. That which we keep 2 days is not just because of Sveika D'Yayma. You see, it's a Takanas Chachamim. Now the Chachamim said, even in a year where we know when Rosh Chodesh is, we know when Rosh Hashanah is, they still said to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so that's what it means, that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, it's like one long 48-hour day of Kedusha. Which, agav, this is also why in certain areas of Halacha we find that even though we're more makel in certain areas on Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Galias, on the second day Yom Tov of Sukkot, second day Yom Tov of Pesach, second day Yom Tov of Shavuos, there are certain kulas that apply to the second day of Yom Tov, some of the kulas do not apply to Rosh Hashanah. Because by regular Yom Tov, so then we say that, oh, it's only a Sveika D'Yayma, and it's in Shtei Kedusha, so it's really not even Yom Tov, and we just keep it just to his haru b'minag aviseichem b'yadeichem, so we keep the minag, but it's not really, really yontif, so there's certain kulas that apply. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, being that it's Kedusha Achas, it was a takana to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah no matter what, so that's why Rosh Hashanah is treated more stringently. But al kavanim, that's what Rav Shita is, that Rav says, therefore, that a beitza shenolda on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be usur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's all one Kedusha, it's not just a sveika d'yayma that you could say, I mean, Mandav Shach, you're good to go on the second day. You see from here, it's Kedusha Achas. So that's Rav and Shmuel Shita. Amar Rabba. Rabba says that no. Rabba, who came after Rav and Shmuel, Rabba reported that no, that Mitzakonis Rabbi Yechonim and Zaka Ve'elech, Beitza Mutaris. That already from the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who lived much earlier, he was a Tana. From the Takana, which we'll mention in a moment, what that Takana is, from the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and onwards, so then an egg became mutter on the second day. Says Rabbi, I'm asking to you that in that system that you just described, when they had this system, that they weren't Mekabel, the Edim, from Mincha Ulamaila, so then in a Chanami, it was Kedusha Achas, an egg that was Nailad on the first day is going to be Asr on the second day. However, says Rabbah, the system changed again. The system changed from the times of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai and onwards. And from that time period and onwards, from the time period of this Takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai and onwards, when he changed the system again, so now it became back to Shtei Kedushais, and an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Muteres on the second day. What's this Takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai that he changed things back, that he changed things around again? Says the Gemara Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, that Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai made a takana, Shihu Mekablin Edes HaChodesh Kol Hayom. He took things back to the way it used to be. He said that now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. He made a new takana, that now we're going to accept Edim for to make it into Rosh Hashanah the entire day. There's no Shir Shal Yom anymore. He said that now we're going to accept Edim the entire day. Even if they come after Mincha, we're going to make it that just that day is Rosh Hashanah. So now, from that time period and onwards, it comes out that even in places in Chutz La'aretz where they didn't find out yet when Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh, it was only that they were keeping 2 days, it was only Misafik. Now there was no more Takana. There was no Takana to keep 2 days, even when you know when Rosh Hashanah is. And that from that time period and onwards, it became Shtei Kedushais. It became that anybody who is keeping 2 days, it's only Misafik. Being that you're only keeping 2 days misafik, so now an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif is going to be mutter on the second day. That's what Rabbi says. Not like Rav and Shmuel. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbi. He says to his Rebbe Rabbi. He says Rav Shmuel Damrei Charvayu Beitz Asura. But I heard once from Rav and Shmuel, or at least B'Shem Rav and Shmuel, that they said over that an egg, and seemingly this is even after the Takan of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, they lived after Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and they said that an egg that's Nailan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, not like you said. So Amalei. So Rabbi says back to Abaye, what do you want from me? I'm telling you a Tana. I'm telling you what comes out from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. You have to use logic from the time period of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and onwards, from his Takana and onwards. So there's no Kedushachas. Now it's all just Sveika Diyamah, Shtei Kedushas. So I'm telling you what happened by Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Va'ad Amridli Rav and Shmuel. And you're telling me, oh yeah, but Rav and Shmuel said differently? Rav and Shmuel are Amorayim. They can't argue on Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. That's not a kasha on me. I'm telling you what comes out if you're Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. You're telling me that Rav and Shmuel says differently? So then it's a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. So that's what the Gemara says. Ul Rav and Shmuel, kasha masnisen. So what's the pshat in Rav and Shmuel? According to Rav and Shmuel, how are they going to answer up this, that from the time period of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, it seems that it's Shtei Kedushais, it's no longer a Takana, because now they accept Edim the whole day, so now there's no more keeping Rosh Hashanah because of a Takana. Anyone who keeps 2 days is just because of a Safik. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, there's no Kasha on Rav and Shmuel from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, because Halan v'Halahu. There's a difference between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Hold on, once for us, for the Bnei Bavel, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, when Rav and Shmuel said that an egg, which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Asr on the second day, that was for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that even from the time period of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and onwards, they were also going to always be keeping 2 days of Yontif, because they lived far away from Yerushalayim. No one in Chutz La'aretz was going to find out when Beis Din made a Rosh Chodesh. So it comes out that for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, both before the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and after the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, they were always keeping 2 days. Just what? So now, from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's Takana and onwards, so the reason switched. It used to be they were going to keep 2 days, even without the Sveika Diyayma, even just them, because Chazal made a Takana, that even when you know for sure when Rosh Chodesh is, you keep 2 days. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days. So that's the way it was before Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And that's the way it was for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz as well, that they had to keep 2 days because of this Kedusha Achas. when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana, nothing practically changed for the Bnei Chutz Laretz. They're still keeping 2 days because they're never going to know when Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, says the Gemara, for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, that they were always keeping 2 days, and they're still keeping 2 days, even though technically speaking, you could say, but now the reason changed, and now we should view Rosh Hashanah as being Shtei Kedushos, the Gemara is saying that no, it doesn't change, because being that practically nothing changed, so we still keep it to the original Takana. Since originally it was 2 days, and it was Kedusha Achas, it was more Chamer, it was this Kedusha Achas, so even though now the reasons change, but being that practically there's no difference, so they kept the original Takana, and they said that in Chutz Laretz, when they keep 2 days, it's still going to be with the Geder of Kedusha Achas. Halahu, but once for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a Mishnah, it's Mashma, that from the time period of Reicha ben Zakkai, things changed, that's only for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, now that Rabbi Reicha ben Zakkai made this Takana, so there are gonna be sometimes, if Edom come after Mincha, so they're not gonna be keeping 2 days of Yontif. They're not gonna have 2 days of Yontif in such a situation. So therefore, being that now they're gonna be keeping 1 day, so when they keep 2 days, let's say if Edom don't come, if Edom don't come the entire 30th day, so now the 30th day they kept as Rosh Hashanah. If Edom don't come the whole day, so then the next day is going to be also Rosh Hashanah. So then that's called Shtei Kedushos. Because by the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, everything changed. Because now if Edom come after Mincha, they're talking not going to keep 2 days. For the Bnei Chutz Laretz, where nothing changed practically, even if Edom come after Mincha, they're still going to keep 2 days. So then we're not going to change the gedder of how they're keeping the 2 days. But for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, where things did change. Now if Edom come after Mincha, they're only going to keep 1 day. It's just going to be that day for Rosh Hashanah because we accept Edom the whole day. So now we're going to change the whole Geder. Now even when they keep 2 days, when Edom don't come the whole 30th day, we're going to view that as being Shtei Kedushos. So that's the Teretz for Rav and Shmuel. Why there's no kasha from the Mishnah, which is mashma that from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and onwards things changed when it comes to eggs. That's talking for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and Rav was talking for the Bnei Chutz Laretz. So again, so far two shitas. We have Rav and Shmuel who say that even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, an egg that's laid on the first day for chutz bnei chutz laaretz, it's going to be asr on the second day. For bnei eretz Yisrael, it will be mutter on the second day. And then we have Rabbo who says for everybody, now the whole gather of the din changed, and for everybody, even for the Bnei Chutz Laretz, after, from Yizman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and onwards, so now an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif is going to be mutter on the second day. Says the Gemara, now we have a third shita. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, that af mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, beitz asura. That no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana did not change anything. Even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana, nothing changed. An egg will always be asr, both for the Bnei Chutz Laretz and for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's still Kedusha Achas. An egg which is laid on the first day is asr across the world on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. My taima. Why? L'chaira, Rabbi had a good pshat. He was saying something very logical. He was saying that after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, so b'metzias, it's not kedusha achas. Now it's just sveika d'yoma. Now it's shtei kedushos. So why? How could Rabbi Yosef argue? Rabbi said something very logical. So what's Rabbi Yosef's argument? Says the Gemara, my taima. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef? Says the Gemara, because havi davar shebeminyan. The chol davar shebeminyan tzarech minyan acher lahatiroi. It's because of a practical rule. There's a rule that any time Chazal make a takana, they take a vote and they make a takana. So now you need to take a new vote and you need to make a takana to undo the previous takana. Even if the reason goes away, once Chazal make a takana, even if the reason goes away, the takana remains until a new vote is taken and they are matir, the original takana. And therefore over here, being that before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they made a takana that they're not going to accept Edom min ha-mincha ulamayla, and included in that takana also, they said that an egg that is laid on the first day of Yontif is going to be asr on the second day of Yontif because it's Kedusha Achas. So even when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed part of the takana, even when he made made this takana, and it changed part of the original takana. He now said that now we're going to accept Edom the whole day, but he never undid the takana about the egg. So an egg that's laid on the first day is still usher on the second day, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never undid that takana. He never said that the egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that now all of a sudden it's going to be mutter on the second day. So being that originally there was a takana to usher the egg, and now there was no takana to allow to be matter the egg, so therefore the egg is still going to be usher for everybody, even though logically the reason for the takana went away, being that they never took a vote to undo the original takana, so the original takana still stands. And now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mina Aminala, how do I know this klal that you need a minyan acher lahatirei, that any time chazal, any time there's a takana, so now you need to take a new vote to undo that takana. And so this is going to be, for the rest of this amud, this discussion, Rabbi Yosef's proof, or proofs, that this klal is true, that you need a minyan acher lahatirei, Mina Aminala, Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Leich emer lahem shuvu lachem la'ala lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Beinu to tell Klal Yisrael, tell them that they could all go back to their tents. Va'imer, and the pasuk says, "B'mashay chayoyvel himayalu bahar," that when the shofar blows, so then everyone could go up the mountain. So what the ray is from here, we'll see in the Gemara on Amud Beis in the following shir. But says the Gemara Vayter that Rabbi Yosef says also have another raya. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Kerem Rvai hayayla Yerushalayim mahalich yoyim echad kol tzad. That a person who had Kerem Ravai, so he had to bring it to Yerushalayim, as if he lived within a one day's travel of Yerushalayim, so he had to bring it to Yerushalayim. Kerem Ravai is that if a person has a vineyard, so the first 3 years he's not allowed to eat from the fruits, and then the fourth year it's called Kerem Ravai. The fourth year he takes the fruits. Some say it's by all fruits, some say it's dafka just by a vine. He takes the fruits and he brings it to Yerushalayim. It's like Maaser Sheni, where you're allowed to eat it, but you have to eat it specifically in Yerushalayim. So, Chazal Mina Takana, that's what this price is bringing, that anybody who has Kerem Ravai, he has fourth year grapes, and he lives within a one day's travel of Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to be Paida, meaning a person who lives very far away, so it's like Maaser Sheni, if you live very far away, so what you do is, what you could do is you could redeem the fruits onto money, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, you buy fruits in Yerushalayim, and then you eat the fruits there. That's so you when you redeem the kedusha of the fruits onto the money. Now the money has kedusha as Kerem Ravai. You bring it to Yerushalayim. You buy the fruits. Now those fruits are considered Kerem Ravai, and you eat it there. However, Chazal made a takana that if you live within a one day's travel, you're not allowed to be paida the Kerem Ravai. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Anybody who lived within a one day's travel of Yerushalayim, l'kol tzad toward in any direction, so you had to bring it to Yerushalayim. Vizuhi tchuma, and this was the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. This was what was considered a one day's travel of Yerushalayim. It was Eilat min hadarim, switch the gear, so right, we know Eilat's in the south. So Eilat was from the south. That was considered a one day's travel. Vakravas min hatzafin, Akravas from the north. Lud min hamayriv, Lud was the western Gvul, that was considered a one day's travel. The Yarden in Amizrach, and the Yarden from the east, Jordan, that was the eastern place that was considered a one day's travel. So anyone who is within one of these, this tchum, he had to bring in his Kerem Ravai to Yerushalayim, he wasn't allowed to be paidah. Va'amar Ula, and Ula said, V'itemu Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matam, why is it that Chazal made this takana to specifically bring your Kerem Ravai to Yerushalayim and not be paidah? Why do they want people to specifically bring it to Yerushalayim? Kedei la'atir shuke Yerushalayim beperis. Because Chazal wanted it to be that Yerushalayim would be beautiful, would have lots of fruits, kishmak of fruits, so they wanted everyone to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. While Yerushalayim and all of Eretz Yisrael is on all of our minds, the Gemara tells us that we do things specifically so that people should appreciate Yerushalayim. We want Yerushalayim to look good. We want Yerushalayim to look good, and therefore we want people to bring fruits to Yerushalayim. So they made a takana. If you live within a one day's travel of Yerushalayim, bring it to Yerushalayim. Don't be paidah. Let's make Yerushalayim nice. Bring extra fruits, a lot of fruits. We want Yerushalayim to be filled with fruits. Bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, a story that Kerem Ravai hayoloi l'Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer had Kerem Ravai, he had a vineyard, and it was the fourth year, And he lived b'mizrach, or at least the vineyard was b'mizrach Lod, b'tzad Kfar Tavi. The vineyard was on the east side of Lod. Now Lod, we said, was the western border of that was considered the gvul for when you were within a 1 day's travel of Eretz Yisrael. If you were to the west, Lod was considered the border. So he was on the east of Lod, which means that he was within this 1 day's travel, b'tzad Kfar Tavi, next to this village called Kfar Tavi. Uvikish lahavkira la'aniyim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, for whatever reason, he didn't want to go to Yerushalayim with the fruits. You know, maybe he was learning, or maybe he didn't have kayach to make the trip. And so he wanted to make it hefker for aniyim, that aniyim should take the fruits. Be mafker to aniyim. And aniyim would then it's a win-win. They get the fruits now, and they'll bring it to Yerushalayim, and they'll eat it in Yerushalayim. However, Amrulei Talmidav, his Talmidim, when they heard that this is what Rabbi Eliezer was saying, that maybe I should be mafkir the fruits. So the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, no, Kvar Nimnu Alecha Chavirecha, your friend already took a vote, Vehitiru, and he was matter this takana. So your friend was matter, he took a vote and was matter this takana. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paided, and the next time you go to Yerushalayim, you'll bring the money. Man chaverecha. So before we get to the raya, says the Gemara, who is this friend that the Talmidim were referring to? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now it's referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's the one who took this vote, which the Chida points out. We had in Sukkah Chav Chesam and Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer. So what does it mean that the Talmidim told Rabbi Eliezer, your friend took a vote, and the friend is referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Rabbi Eliezer's Rebbe. Zok the Chida and Pesach Inayim over here in our Gemara, that there's a disrespect in telling a person's Rebbe, your Rebbe. You don't say to your Rebbe said this. So that's why they said it, your friend. Really, they were referring to his Rebbe, they were referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but it's disrespectful for a person to tell his Rebbe the words, your Rebbe. So that's why they said your friend instead. But Al-Kabanim says the Gemari, what do you see from here? You see that what did the Talmidim tell Rabbi Eliezer? They said, no, you don't have to bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim anymore. Again, it was after the Charban, so the reason to bring it to Yerushalayim ran away. It was after the Charban, so the reason technically is gone. So yet, what did the Talmidim tell Rabbi Eliezer? They didn't say, oh, the reason doesn't apply anymore, you don't have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. Taima de Nimnu, they said, no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he took a vote. So it seems like from here, that's only because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took a vote, that's why the takana went away. Haloi nimnu loi. But if they wouldn't have taken a vote to undo the previous takana, so it wouldn't be undone, even though the reason went away. So again, this is Rabbi Yosef's raya, that you see that even when a reason for takana goes away, unless someone takes a vote specifically to undo the takana lives on. So we'll have to still in the following shir explain the previous rayas that Rabbi Yosef brought, but this was the final raya, and that's why Rabbi Yosef says, not like Rabbah, he says, and also really not like Rav and Shmuel, he says that even after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nothing changed. All across the world, Bain and Chutzlaritz, Bain and Eretz Yisrael, an egg, which is laid on the first day, is going to remain asr on the second day, because being that it was part of the original takana of not accepting Edim min aminchu lamayla, the original takana, part included in that takana was to asr this egg, that an egg which is laid on the first day is asr on the second day because of Kedusha Echas, so even though the reason went away once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made his takana, it doesn't matter, the egg is going to remain asr, as Hashem will pick up from here in the following shir.